He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It is Friday, May 1st, and, well, the Texans have officially announced their 2009 Houston Texans cheerleader squad. An announcement was made on Thursday night when Cheerleader Services Manager Alto Geary named the 29 girls who made the team. Yes, there was a lot of emotion, some tears. It caught up with some of the girls who are on next year's squad, starting with Sonia, a returning vet. How did it feel to be sitting there waiting to hear if your name was going to be called to make a Houston Texans cheerleading squad?
It was tough because this is not like a normal tryout. We've been literally trying out for the past 3 weeks, and it was just, my heart was beating out of my chest. So this is my third year now, and even every year it's always the same. You never feel at ease when you're waiting to hear your number. That's the hardest part of this whole thing, is just waiting to hear your number, and I got mine, so I'm so excited.
Well, I saw you go up and after your number was called, and you looked like you started crying.
You saw that, huh? No, I do. I don't know. It just, to me, it's like, get very emotional. every year, because it's just so much time and effort and work, and I do it because I love it, and this team is such a big part of my heart, and just to know that I'm going to be a part of this team again is just amazing.
Well, you guys also have some vets that are coming back. In fact, all the veterans who are here made it, so that had to felt pretty good to see those familiar faces.
You become a family. I mean, during the season, we spend more time with each other than we do our family or our spouses or our pets or whatever. So it's like, this is your family. It's like being in a sorority or being, you know, this is my second family. So to have everybody back is like, oh, it's just such a welcoming, warm feeling.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I've been nauseous since yesterday. I forced myself to eat lunch at work today. I was so frightened. And I thought she was going to skip over my number because I'm number 16. So she said 15. Then she went backwards. She said 14. And I was like, oh no, she's just going to fly over my number and I'm going to be mortified. But she did. And she said 16. So such a relief. And all the hard work, I think about how I've been preparing for this for 3 months. And now I'm here and ready to go, and I can't wait to tell my mom and my dad. They're going to be so completely just happy for me. So,
what went through your mind when your number was called?
Oh, gosh. Obviously, relief and happiness and excitement, because I know this is going to be an amazing year of friends and family and fun. It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited.
Well, this is your first time. Oh, whoa. Oh, you know what? I think you guys are going to take a picture. I'm going to ask you one quick other question. I know this is your first year on the squad. Who are you going to call first? I mean, who are you going to tell first about this?
Mom. Definitely Mom. I know she's waiting by the phone right now, so I'm so excited to tell her. She's going to tell my whole family. They're all on standby right now, so I'm ready.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
So this is not anything new for you, but were you still nervous when you were waiting to hear if your number was going to be called?
I was squeezing my hand so tight. When they called my number, I like let go. Like it was like a relief, and all the blood just like went back into my hands. I was like, oh my gosh. I was so nervous. I couldn't sleep last night at all. It was hard for me to sleep, I'll say that. I kept on thinking about like if I made the team, what changes I would make, and if I didn't make the team, I don't know what I'd do. But I'm here and I'm so excited again.
What does it mean to be on this squad?
It means the world to me. Like, it's made me a better person, and when I become a better person, it's the best thing in the world for me. Like, another step up from a better Candace, you know? It's an awesome feeling.
Also in the news, well, people are wondering if the Texans are going to look at former Denver Broncos running back Selvin Young, who went to the University of Texas. He was released by the Broncos last week because of a herniated disc, and people wonder, since the Texans have a strong relationship with the Broncos, if Young will make his way to Houston. That remains to be determined, but it's an interesting prospect. Well, have a great weekend, and as always, thanks for listening. Be back on Monday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston. And we're ready.